Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding the second line from the top of the Yomad Dinim Mamadis Machzirin. And you recall that yesterday when we began the new Perek and the new Mishnah, the Mishnah itemized a whole bunch of halachas where both Dinim Nefashis and Dinim Mamadis are the same, but many halachas where they are different. So going down about 10 lines into the Mishnah, the Mishnah said yesterday, Dinim Mamadis Machzirin, Bein Leschus, Bein Lechoiva. When it comes to Dina Mominis, when Machzir means that if the original Dayanim decided that they made a boo-boo, a mistake, Machzir, they can go and change their psak, reopen the case, go and invalidate the old verdict, issue a new verdict, Machzir, whether or not it means that Shimon now, previously the Bezdin had decided that he is potter, now have to pay. Or if previously the Bezdin said that he had to pay, now they'll say he's potter. But that's only by Dinim Mominis. We have Machzir, L'Schus, and L'Chayva. But Dinim Nefash is only Machzir, L'Schus, Vein Machzir, L'Chayva. Okay, so the focus of our Gemara is now going to be on this Machzirin, Vein L'Schus, Vein L'Chayva. Frank Gemara, is that really true? That the Bezdin will change the verdict and reverse it for a minute? I have a Mishnah Mesechtes B'Chayvos. Says the Mishnah. Donas Adin, Zika Sechayv, Chiyavis Azakai. The Dayan did his Din Torah, and he was Mazaka the Chayv. In other words, unfortunately, he messed up. Or Chiyavis Azakai. Or Timi Asatar. Tira Satame. Every one of these cases, he made a bad mistake. What happens now? He now realizes his mistake. Masha Asa also, what he did was done. Shalmi Beisa, he's going to have to pay the aggrieved party, whoever he originally aggrieved by paskening that person is chayiv, he's going to have to pay it out from his own pocket. Now this is obviously directly contradictory to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that if you made a bubu, machzir, you just ask the Bezdin to reopen the case and they will change their psak. Here it's in Masha Asa Asi, whatever was done is done, you're stuck with it. The Shalmi Beis and the Dayan has to go and pay.
Since when we had that Shikor Das or whether it's
so guess what? That's going to be one of the answers. But before we get to the answer, we'll have to ask the Kasha, right? Baruch Hashem. So that's the Kasha. And the Gemara is going to give three answers to the Kasha. The answer we just heard from Brother Shai will be the second answer. That's the Midas HaBeinonis. First heretz is Omer Yosef LeKasha Kama Mumcha Kan B'Sheinah Mumcha. Depends on who the Dayan or the Dayanim were. We're talking about a mumcha, or we're talking about a hedgeite. What's the din by a mumcha? Since he is a mumcha, machzirin. Then we're going to go and change the psak. Reopen the case. That case there in Mesechtes Bechoiris is talking about she'ena mumcha. We won't reopen the case. We're stuck. What's the difference? Manishtan. So Rashi says a very, very simple story. If the person is a mumcha, listen, we're all basavadams, we all make mistakes. So the mumcha also made a mistake. When he tells now the two litigants, by the way, I reopened the case and I realized that I messed up because of his stature being a mumcha, the party that previously was Zakai, now we're telling him he'll be chayiv, he's not going to be a happy camper. Obviously he's not going to be happy, but nevertheless he'll have to go and follow whatever the mumcha said because he's the mumcha. However, the Eina Mumcha, if he's going to say, I made a boo-boo, and we're going to reverse it, so then the litigant who's now losing money is going to say, how do I know that now you're right, and last time you goofed? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe last time you said the truth, and it was the proper verdict, and now you're making a mistake. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi says, third line, the Mumcha. In our case, in our Mishnah, Yesh Bei Koyach Lachzer, V'leimotzel Leit L'meimer Leit Baldin. The Baldin cannot go and say to the Dayan, Anoki Tama Kama Didoch Avdida. I don't like the change. I want to go according to the first psak. Can't do that. He's a mumcha. He knows what he's doing. Abishain a mumcha. Motzi Omale, the Baldin says to the judge, Miyemer the Taima Basra Didoch Iker. Who says that your new change of mind and change of verdict, that's the Iker? Dilma Kama Iker. Maybe the first time that you paskened, a week ago, a month ago, that was the Iker. Maybe you're making a mistake today. After all, you're a hedget. I can't really rely upon you. So therefore, by the Mumcha state the Mishnah, Machzir. In the case of whoever the Mishnah says, Ein machzir yishalem mipesach. Frey Gemara, the mumcha machzir, is that really true? Vaktani. And now the Gemara quotes the second part of the Mishnah in Mesechtas Bechoyres. The Mishnah continues. Until now we spoke about a non-mumcha, a hedyard. He has to be yishalem mipesach. But mumcha mumcha lebezdin, or there's another girsim, hayim mumcha lerabim. We'll see the Gemara uses that term interchangeably later on. If he was a famous mumcha, a greisa mumcha, mumcha lerabim, mumcha lebezdin, then potam aleshalim, he does not have to go and pay mi beisoi. He does not have to go and pay. Frey to Gemara, what's going on over here? You just said now in our Mishnah that if the mumcha made a mistake, then what's the din? Machzirin. What means machzirin? He doesn't have to pay me beisoi, but rather we're going to switch around the whole din Torah, the whole verdict, and we're going to reverse the verdict. Here we're saying in the Mesechtas Bechoyres in the Sefer, if he was a mumcha, grace a mumcha, potam l'shalom, he doesn't have to pay, but it's mashma masha osa osui. Whatever was done was done. We're not going to go and switch it around. Leave it the verdict the way it was. Only thing is that the since he's a mumcha l'rabim, he's off the hook, he doesn't have to go and pay. How are you going to tell me, why should the party that was supposed to be zakai, why should he be chayiv? If you're telling me that we masha osa osui, that doesn't seem to make sense. So Rashi says, mazla goram. If you look at the Rashi, six lines to the top. Potem l'shalim, alma masha osa osui. By the fact that the Mishnah over there in B'chayit says that if you're zikas achayiv, chivas azakai, and you're a mumcha, it says, potem l'shalim, is a simon that we're not going to reverse the verdict. Because if we're going to reverse it, of course he's potem l'shalim, there's nothing to pay. We changed it around. Alma masha asa asi. So whatever was said the first time, that verdict remains the way it is, invulnerable, you can't go and change it. Mio potem l'shalim, you know why he's potem? The kim of the mumchu, mazla bishadu gavra gorem le'le miti. Nebuch, because one of the two parties had a bad mazel, that, if you will, that was the contributing factor to cause that this dayan would make a mistake. But Masha Asa Asi, what he did was gepaskid, we're not going to reopen the case. So I have a stira. Here it says, we do reopen the case, machzirin. And there in Bechoyer, so also talk about a mumcha. And it says that, ein machzirin, but he's part of the shalom. Everything Omer of Nachman, kan sheyesh gadol himenu b'chochma minyan, kan sheyesh gadol himenu b'chochma b'minyan. In our case, in our Mishnah, is talking about that not only did he, the Dayan, reverse his decision, because he said, I made a boo-boo, but there was even a greater Dayan than him that supported him in changing this psak. So in other words, the local rov, the taka, very choshev rov, remember he messed up, he now is reversing himself, and he gets a letter of haskama from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal that says, you messed up the first time, what you're doing now in reversing is the correct thing, that's what you're supposed to do, that's why it says in the Mishnah, Machzir. The Mishnah Mesechtas Bechoyres is talking about, Taka, this was a mumcha, however, he didn't get a letter from another Gadol Oimer al Gabov, and therefore when he said, I made a mistake, okay, you said you made a mistake, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to go and start shelling out money because of that, because maybe he didn't make a mistake. Maybe your first psak was better than the second psak. What do I know? Look at the Rashi for a moment. Yesh Godel Heimenu, about 10 lines from the top. Oisei Godel, that other Godel who is greater, b'chochma b'minyan, so our girs in the Rashi is machzir devarav shelzeh, he's the one that convinced this person to go and change his psak. Yesh b'koyach levatel, he has that koyach. However, notice on the side, in the Mesoris HaShas, he changes the word machzir to the word machzik, which means he, the local mumcha, he already realized that he goofed. Because after all, we're talking about a mumcha lebezer, a mumcha l'rabim. He realized it. But besides that, he got an outside source that also sent him a letter and saying, I agree with you, I'm machzik divarecha, and therefore you got to go mevatel it. And that's why our Mishnah says that you are mevatel machzir. However, the Masechtas Bechoyres, where it says Masha Osa Osui, so Timura, ain't got me menu. Leitzayis le baldin. So the baldin in the din Torah is not going to listen to him. La dure uvda. Vafilza oimer to isi. Even though the mumcha is saying, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. Rav Kol Kamina, that Baal Din will say, no, I liked your first psak better. I don't want to hear this new psak. There's nobody else that is coming to the rescue from the outside saying, yo, we should change it. So that's why in our mission it says, machzir. The other mission where it says, even though it's a mumcha, that ain't machzir masha osui, that's talking about a situation where there is no other godel or another mumcha that is supporting the reversal of the psak. Yes?
How do you measure godel min b'chachma? Very often, b'minyan is clear. You can count. This is a bezdin of three, a bezdin of mumcha of one, whatever. But b'chachma, how do you measure that?
How do you measure that anytime you have that?
I'm saying, but when you get up to certain levels, that becomes a question of shikul hadas, not a question of fact, like minyan. Mm-hmm. If he's a mumcha already, then he already has standing to say, why are you relying on his chachma? I'm more a greater chachma. I mean, in our lifetimes, we've seen this many times where chachamim, and for whatever reasons, they dispute each other and they put each other down and such things. I mean, I don't want to, it does happen. So how do we measure chachma? How can we say, because this person must say, who's Rav Moshe Feinstein? I'm the chief rabbi of Kushkin Halash. Who's Rav Moshe Feinstein to paskin against me? How do we measure this, and most importantly, how do we enforce this?
I don't think that it's enforceable, except in the times when Batidinim had the koyach to enforce, then they could enforce. Today, of course, we don't have that koyach. But in terms of what the Gemara says, go to Mimena Chochma, we're not just going to ask these local litigants, it's going to be what is popular out in the world. And when Rav Moshe was alive, he was considered to be the Pesach Kadar. And so anybody else could say, I'm the chief rabbi of the Kushkin Holosh or Ketchkin Mate or any other town, everybody would smile and snicker and say, you're a chief rabbi, but in your little state of three people, you're the biggest Gadol Hadar. But you don't come anywhere close to the stature of a person like Rav Moshe. So anyway, with this we have concluded now the first teretz. In our Mishnah we said Machzirin. The Mishnah in the Reisha of Mesechtes Bechoydeh said, here we're talking about a mumcha, there we're talking about an ein mumcha. And then the safe over there is talking about a mumcha. But now we come to second teretz, and this is the teretz of Brother Shai, Rav Sheshes Omar. Kan shetob dvar mishnah, kan shetob shikol hadas. Our mishnah is talking about that he made a terrible boo boo. That we can open up a befeidish mishnah and show you're wrong. Look in the mishnah. However, there it's not so crystal clear. Depends on your discretion, on your logic. The Gemara is going to explain Shekel Adas in another few lines, but it's clear that our Mishnah, why Machzirin, because anybody goes over to the Dayan and say, Dayan, I'm very sorry, you missed it. Here's the Shulchan Aruch, open up Simon Hay, see Valiv, says very clearly, you're so right, so sorry. So, Kan Tob Dvar Mishnah, then it's Machzirin Yechais. What's the Shekel Adas? We'll explain them all. The Yom Rav Sheshes Omer Rav Asi. Tob Dvar Mishnah Choyzer, that's our Mishnah, Machzirin. Now, when we say the word Mishnah, does it have to be Taka Mishnah, like all the Mishnayos that we have throughout Shas, or in the set of Mishnayos, all that were codified by Rabbeinu HaKadosh? What about Brises and Tosefta, which we know are not on that same level as the Mishnah? Rabbi Shia were the codifiers of most of the Tosefta's and most of the Brises. Occasionally we find other Amiroim set forth in the Gemara that they also had a collection of Brises, but those that were known for being the most reliable Brises were Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shia. Would you say that is on that same Madrega, just like the Mishnah? Amalei En. Yes, if he messed up on something which is Befeish, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shia, Choyse. What about a little bit Rav Shmuel? What happens if you have Rav Shmuel, the Amri Chavayu, that this happens to be kosher, this is Chai, this is Potter? What happened? Would you say that that's also of Torah, but Devar Mishnah? Amalei En. Yes. Even Rav and Shmuel.
They both say they're denying.
Let's continue on. What about a Philip Didach? What about Ravin and Ravashi? I think everybody agrees Ravin and Ravashi is no chance that they were Tanoim, right? Good. They were the last door of Amiroim. In fact, they were the ones that codified the Gemara. They're the one that put the Gemara together. So obviously they were not Tanoim. And what about that if we made a mistake, someone like us, would you say also Machzirin? Or Malay, Otuanan, Katlikani, Ba'agmanan? This is a rhetorical response, and he says, what do you think we are? We are Gunisht, or chopped liver, that, as we would say today. Now, what is the chopped liver equivalent in Gemara Lashon? The Gemara says, katli kani, that means, are we the type that we go out to the marshes and we cut the reeds? And are we the ones that collect the wood and use it for firewood and sell it to people? In other words, presumably that was considered to be among the most menial of all the professions of that day, and presumably these people were grois amaratzim. And so therefore, Rav Ashi is saying to Ravina, and who are we? You think we're chopped liver? We are grois amaratzim. In our dar, we're also the Mishnah, so to speak, and therefore if someone is toya in a psak that we issued, guess what? Machzirin your chais. Okay, so we understand what Mishnah means. Mishnah means crystal clear, you have impeccable sources. But heichadam mishikol das, can you explain to me shikol das? Amar apap. He going to tanoi etrei amiroi de pligi adodi. Two tanoi and amiroi are arguing. As we frequently have in the Gemara, it doesn't say the hilchasa ker. Here it was, the Gemara left it open without making a final decision to be paschal like this time or this time or this somewhere, this somewhere. It's open. And the ikri v'ovad kitchad minayu. In this particular case, he followed the opinion of one of the two, Tanoim or Amiroi. The sugidishmaita aliz azli kiidach. Now, poshipshat sugidishmaita means that when you have this machloikis recurring throughout Shas, normally the sugid goes always, tends to go in the direction of one of the two, like Rav and not like Shmuel, or like Shmuel and not like Rav, or Reb Lezer and Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. No, normally, you can see from the gang, from the approach of the Gemara, how the Gemara seems to be leaning, even though the Gemara doesn't say expressly halacha like this one, like that one. That would be the taich of the Gemara. Rashi, however, adds an additional nekuda to this, the sugya d'shmaitza. Where is that, Rashi? It's a parallel to our Gemara. Just go down one line or so in the Rashi. Sugya in the Alma Kiddach. Roiva deyonim nirim lehem divri hasheni. Even though in the Gemara doesn't say clearly, however, if you were to do an opinion poll among the dayanim of the various batei dinim, b'derech klal, they all paskin like one and not like the other. And guess what happened over here? Here, this dayan paskin like the other. So you can't go and impeach him and saying, well, what a fool, what an idiot, you missed it. No, he didn't miss it. There's no clear-cut psak in Rambam b'Shulchan Aruch. But the Roiv Oilam, the Roiv Oilam HaToyra, the Roiv Oilam HaDayon is always paskin like that. And he paskin faker. So in such a case, that's what the Mishnah says in Masechtas B'choirois, Masha Asa Asui, what is done is done. He cannot reverse it because there's no crystal clear way to say what you said before is wrong. And now you're right. Maybe before you were right, now you're wrong. Vishal Mibesoi, any damage that he caused by causing one to be innocent and not having to go and pay, he has to, Yishal Mibesoi, the dying himself has to go and pay damages. Okay, so bottom line is, we're going now back to the inyan of Toyi B'Dvar Mishnah. Toyi B'Dvar Mishnah, Chois. And now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha from a Beferish Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? Also Besechtes Bechayus. Which state on the Mishnah? Eisvei Rav Amnuna L'Rav Sheshes. Now, he's asking, L'fi Rav Sheshes, right? This territory we gave now, the chilik between Toba Dvar Mishnah and Toba Shikol Adas, which was also seconded by Inzra Tayyar Chaver, the famous Brother Shai. Brother Shai, would you be allowed to be an aide together with Mendir and any of us by Yechasna?
Yeah, sure.
You're a brother. Your brother Shai. Everybody calls you brother.
This
Shai.
Is a
Anyway, so we have to think about it. You know, the brother.
Yishikol Adas.
Yishikol Adas. Oh, very good. We shouldn't be toyed by Yishikol Adas. So we go back. So Eisvei Rav Hamnuna Rav Sheshes. Rav Hamnuna says, according to this territory of Rav Sheshes, what did Rav Sheshes say? That if you told me to our Mishnah, Choyzer. You know, there's a famous story in Masechtes Bechoyres. Masa Bepara. There was a story of a parish in Nitlo Eim Shala. Eim over here doesn't mean the mummy. It means the womb of the parah was removed surgically or whatever. No longer had a womb. So therefore, it can no longer become a mummy. So in that sense, it was Nitlo Eim Shala. And Reb Tarfin was the dayan. And we asked Reb Tarfin, No vojokter. Is this parah kosher? Can we go and shecht it and eat it? Or do you say that it's a treifa because it's missing such a basic organ of the body? And Rechila Reb Tarfin the Clover, Rechila Reb Tarfin Paskin, that he said, it's treifa, therefore serve it to the dogs. And guess what they did? And that's what they did. They gave it to the dog. Afterwards, Chacham B'Yavne heard about this. And they said, it is mutalach, mutalach. How do I know it's mutalach? Shomer Toidus Aroifa, the famous Toidus the doctor, says that ain't part of a chazir yotz paksan shemitzroyim and can choyvchenu aim shalok kedei shaloi teled. What's going on over here? It's telling us that in the good old days in Alexandria shemitzroyim, one of the major exports was parois and chazirim, and they made sure why were these in great demand? Because apparently, yeah, well, that we'll see in a moment. Apparently, these were strong parois and strong chazirim, and therefore they were good bali molocha, or whatever person uses a para or a chazira for. So, why did they go and sterilize them and remove the womb? Kadesh lo teilet, because we're afraid, or Alexandria was afraid, they're going to go and sell it to the whole world. They're going to go and now allow that animal to mate with another animal.
They infringe their trademark.
And they'll lose their monopoly. Even today, for instance, years ago, they found that Hadassim and Tzfas really grow very, very beautifully. So then they became very well known in the market right before Sukkot. Tzfas Radassim. And today you get Tzfas Radassim that grow in Arizona and that grow in California. They still call them Tzfas Radassim because the origin was in Tzfas, but now the people in Tzfas are no longer making money on their Hadassim because they're grown throughout the world. So therefore, to remove that possibility of the part of a Chazira being reproduced throughout the world, they were choytech eim shalah, but after that they lived for another 10 or 20 years. In fact, if they wouldn't live another 10 or 20 years, then that would also stop the monopoly. Nobody would buy the par and the chazir. So you see that even with the removal of their wombs, they can still live for many years. And therefore, Reb Tarfon realized he made a boo-boo. He made a mistake. Reb Tarfon, holcha chamorcha Tarfon. Reb Tarfon looks at himself and he says, Reb Tarfon, you just lost your chamar. Meaning, you're going to have to make amends to that individual who took his para and served it to the dogs. He obviously lost a tremendous amount of money. A para that you can go and sell kosher is $10.99 a pound for roast beef. It's for the dogs, it's 30 cents a pound. A huge amount. You, Reb Tarfon, are going to have to make good by going and selling your chamor and giving your chamor for the part. He's going to be a machlef parah b'chamor. He's going to go and give chamor. Which for Reb Tarfon, presumably he was not a rich man, so this was a dover chomor. So Reb Tarfon was concerned.
Oh, good. I got the pun.
I wonder, at least somebody did. Amalei Reb Akiva. So Reb Akiva now says to Reb Tarfon, you don't have to worry. Paterati, you're pater. Shkola mumcha l'rabim. You have a grace of mumcha. It's a grace of mumcha. We said before, mumcha l'rabim, pater m'lishalei. So, unfortunately, you made a boo-boo. Listen, nobody's perfect. You don't have to pay. And that's the end of the Mishnah Maseches B'Chayrus and Freikti Moriyetz. V'i'isa, if you're going to go and tell me that a person who's Toyi B'Dvar Mishnah is Choyzer, we're just going to reverse the psak. Why did Rabbi Kiva say, don't worry, this is good. You're Mumcha L'Rabim, Patim L'Shalim. Lema Leidem going to say, Toyi B'Dvar Mishnah Ata. This is not the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah Masechtas B'Chayrus. V'toyi B'dvar Mishnah Choyzer, and therefore you shouldn't have to pay a nickel. Why did he have to go and say the reason is because he's Mumcha L'Rabim? It was a Mumcha L'Rabim. Toyi B'dvar Mishnah Choyzer. That's the territory of Rav Sheshes. Why it says in our Mishnah Machzir? Everything more sinishes Ashtarke Kasha. Chodav Oyd Kamar. In fact, Rabbi Kiva consoled Reb Tarfon in two separate ways. Number one, he said, Chodav Toyi B'dvar Mishnah Atvatimar Mishnah Choyzer. You don't have to worry about taking money out of your pocket. We're just going to reverse the psak. You said that it was not kosher, it's treif. It's not treif.
Yeah. What good does that do? The guy sold it to the club already. He lost. It's not like it's a
another minute or two. And Omar is going to ask that kasha as well. And the oilam over here. Malates mit planem in toira givaldik. The oid. Nochazach said Rav Kiva. Inam b'shikl adas. Even were it not to be treif b'dvar mishnah. Even if it was a shikl adas to Yisra. You're a mumcha l'rabim. Mumcha l'rabim, patel l'shalim, so Reb Tarfon, you don't have to worry. And although the Gemara doesn't tell us, but presumably Reb Tarfon said, there's I'm not going to lose my chamar.
If he was appointed by the Rosh Galuta, he didn't have to pay.
He was Reb Tarfon, lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Tana, he was a colleague of Reb Akiva. He was a coach. Remember, Mendy, he married 300 women in the famine? Right. Like an ichruma cheaply? I showed you the brisa.
Yes. Very good, beautiful. And if you forgot the brisa, you're toyi b'dvar mishnah. You got to know that. Okay, so that's so far the teretz that we gave. Remember, we gave the teretz that there's a toy b'dvar mishnah yechayzer. From that mishnah, of b'chayr mitzvah shver. Why did Rabbi Kiva say to Rabbi Tarfon, you don't have to worry about it? Why? Because Imam Chavaram, he should have said, because you're toy b'dvar mishnah. And Echaram, he told them both, you're toy b'dvar mishnah, and Imam Chavaram, so you put them from me. I don't even understand the kasha. My kamoitz Rav Nuna Rav Sheshes. Rav Nuna asked Rav Sheshes from that mishnah b'choyres that he fed the parah to the club. My kamoitz Rav Nuna Rav Sheshes me parah. Parah har yechilu leklavim. Balesa the tehader. You're talking about, let's go and reverse the psak din. That was the kasha that Rav Nuna asked. Well, why do you go and say that it's all loss? He has to pay his kamoitz. Reverse the psak din. How can you reverse the psak din? The part has already been consumed by the club. The last is the tether. Your kasha, right?
The cow's out of the barn.
Under the barn?
Out of the barn. The barn door is closed. You don't lock the barn door after the cow's left.
Anyway, Zokti Mahachiko Amalek. You have to go and change it a little bit. This is what Rav Amnun is saying. I'll leave it to Rav Sheshes. Couldn't you Rav Sheshes? Yamid Bishloim, if you can tell me about the barn Mishnah. In other words, not with your brand new chiddush, the Tobit Mamishnah. Were you to go and say to Mamishnah, Eino Chayzer, Alma, that means Kamdina, whatever psak you issued, that's it, irreversible. That's why Reb Tarfon was all noivis and said, oy, 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 I'm going to lose my chamar, I'm going to have to pay out a fortune, look what I did, the Kamalei Eel. And that's why Reb Kiva said to Reb Tarfon, don't be so concerned. You don't have to go and pay because you're mumchel rabbim, mumchel bezin. The more uses these terms interchangeably, and therefore the Bach changes the gears and others change the gears. Anyway, you're mumchel rabbim, v'atapotim l'sham. You don't have to go and pay a penny. But early e amris b'fiim going to tell me Tobit Dvar Mishnah is choizer. That's what the teretz that Rav Sheshes just gave. Leimolei. So now let Rabbi Kiva say, or let Rav Sheshes respond. Kivan de ilu have a para. If the para were still alive, dinach lav dinach, then we could switch it around. He could be choizer because the animal's still here. V'loi klom avdus, and you didn't do anything wrong. Sahashinami, even though now the animal has already been consumed by the dogs, loi klom avdus, you didn't do anything wrong. What does that mean? You didn't do anything wrong. He paskin them correctly. But Rashi says you cannot blame Rav Tarfon, because the person who asked the shaila didn't have to immediately go and cut the parah into pieces and hand it over to the club. He could have waited a little bit. Could have used the parah for whatever the parah is usable for. Presumably you can utilize it in the field. Maybe even though it doesn't have a womb, maybe it still gives milk. Maybe it doesn't. I'm not a doctor. But the point is, you didn't have to go and kill it and give it immediately to the club. So therefore, since he, Rav Tarfon, didn't do it directly, he was at most a grama.
It was up a dayim. He didn't suck the animal himself.
Exactly. If you look at the Rashi, which is parallel, one line higher in the Rashi, lav klov avdis, the ilu who the afsad anafshe. It's that party that asked you the shaila. He was the one that caused it. It was a self-inflicted wound. Shishlich leklov. The actually afsad is like me. You didn't do it. B'mayde paskis Allah shem tarfis. So iba isel lemedo adarta. After all, give him a chance. And in fact, you did have a chance, and you changed your mind based on that Mishnah. So the fact that that person acted in a somewhat
impetuous
manner, but
doesn't stem with the lashon, because it's
right. Yeah, great.
And the lashon, okay.
But Moshe Farshi says, right on the right side, Shishalu loy oleha omar trefi v'chilu leklavim.
Very good. The other guy.
Beautiful.
You have a comment there.
Very good. Beautiful, Mendy.
And a pause and a hoop.
Okay. See, if you have the Moisef Rashi on the right hand side, in the middle, it's back in the middle. The Hechila Reb Tarfon Leklavim, Shalu Aleo, V'yomar Trevi, the Hechila Klavim, not that he, but a comma, as you say.
But the
Balapora, he was the one that machlok the club. The only thing is, the Chokhoira, this is not just the stomach grum, but this is the Chokhoira Garmi. Because the reason why that person went and handed over the club, I'm going to give a part of the club because Reb Tarfon said so. I figured it's all lost, and I give it to club. Seems not like a garmi. So Tois already points out, if you go the last five, the last Toises, the last six lines, v'yishleim in the sugi d'hocha asik rabbanan, And then he brings other cases which are not negetos. But the point is, normally we talk about Dina Degami being a much stronger grama, and therefore you're chayiv. That's not unanimous. That goes according to Rameir, the Don Dina Degami. The Rabbanim disagree. So therefore Toysi says, Einachon, this last tickle is like the Rabbanim. Rameir would hold, yes, he should, unless he was, except for the fact that he's a mumchal rabbim, that's why he's potter. Otherwise he should have to pay, because he was a direct cause for the animal to be consumed by the club. And this was a fairly lengthy discussion. We went back and forth on Rav Sheshet, but now that's the conclusion of the second teretz of our Gemara. Remember, we maybe have three terutzim on the stira between our Mishnah and Mishnah and Mechayis. Our Mishnah says, Dina Mamadas, you make a mistake, machzir, and just switch it around, reverse the judgment. The Mishnah Mechayis says, once you made a boo-boo, sorry, it's a done deal. Masha also osui, you cannot go and reverse it. Yishalmi beisoi, the dayan has to pay from his own pocket. So we gave two terutim so far. We have the teretz of Rav Yosef. Our Mishnah is talking about a mumcha, then you can reverse it. The other talking about a ena mumcha, the guy's not going to listen to you. Who says that what you're saying today is right? What I mean, what you said yesterday was right. So that's ein machzir. Masha also osui yishalmi beisoi. That was teretz number one. We just had now teretz number two, Rav Sheshes, which was also Brother Shai's teretz. That here we're talking about Tovid Var Mishnah Choyze. They were talking about Tovid Shikol Hadav. And now we get to the third teretz, the teretz of Rav Chisda. Here in the middle of the wide lines of Chisda Amar. Kan Shenot L'Nosam Yad. The Kan Shenot L'Yad is talking about the Mishnah Mechayus. It wasn't just that the Moira Hayroah said his psak, but he actually took it in hand and he implemented his psak. We'll see what that means in a moment. Kan in our case, Shenot L'Nosam Yad. The Dayan issued his verdict, he gave him a piece of paper, the verdict is kach v'kach, but he didn't touch anything, he didn't implement it. Okay, so what difference does that make? In the case over there where he actually did it, biyad, oh, in such a case, we're saying that masha osu osui, and he will be potter nirshal. Hoyimom mucha lebezdin, potter, he doesn't have to go and pay. In our case, however, we can reverse it entirely. Why can we reverse it entirely? Because he didn't do anything. Yes, he issued the psak, but that was where it ended. Since that's where it ended, okay, he issued a psak, he realized he made a boo-boo, we reopened the case, and we reversed the verdict. In that case, however, since he took it in his own hands, and he moved it from Reuben to Shimon, or Yankel to Beryl, Beryl to Yankel, whatever the situation was, since that's what he did, he was, and according to... This is Rav Chisda's speaking. Yes, thank you. That Reisha is talking about a situation of a non-mumcha. Masha also what he did. Yishalmi beisa, he's going to have to go and pay from his own pocketbook because he caused damage with his own hands. It's not a garmi. It's a masvi yadayim. This person was a hedyid, and he went and took with his own hands the money from Uve, he gave it to Shimon, from Yalka, gave it to Beryl. That's why he's going to have to yishalmi beisa. Pray Timura. Bishloi mechiva says Zakai. Remember, focusing on the language at the top, the Mishnah from Bechayis, the second line from the top of the Yomad Minu, Donis Adin Zikas Achayv, Chiyav Es Azakai, Timis Ator, Tirs Atami, Masha Osa Osa, Yisham Vabesai, since he messed up, and he was Noikul Vanoisim Biyad, he's got to pay from his own pocket. Let me understand what that means, Zikas Achayv, Chiyav Es Azakai. Zoktimar, Chiyav Es Azakai, understand, Kirin Shad Noikul Vanoisim Biyad. You have Yankel and Beryl, Beryl owes, well, Yankel lent Beryl money, and what happened now? The Dayan messed up, and he said, no, I think that Chiva Sazakai, the truth of the matter is, Beryl had already paid, and or that this shtar was Mezuyev, and Beryl didn't owe a nickel. Unfortunately, however, what this Dayan did was Chiyav Es Azakai. He said, Beryl, you do owe the money. Beryl protested, Dayan, you're wrong. I don't owe a penny. I never borrowed. Or I paid already. What you're doing is wrong. But nevertheless, Chiyav Es Azakai. And since the Dayan saw that Beryl wasn't listening, I want you to go and take out of your pocket right now $100 and pay him right now. Or there was money on the table. And he grabbed it. And he handed it over. And then afterwards he realized Berel was right all along. And he goes to him kind of sheepishly and he cries, I'm so sorry, I made a mistake. Shteit on the Mishnah, Masha Asa Asa, he can't change your mind, he shall be basic, he's got to pay from his own pocket. Okay, that's enough from Lotum Yad. El Azika Sachai Vechamishkachasla. We're talking about that someone that should have been Mechuyiv. So then he says, unfortunately, he erred and he was Mezakeh. In other words, he said, you're innocent. So, since he was Noitum Noisim Biyad, now when he realizes his mistake, Masha Asa Asa Vishamli Besach. What could there be a Nosam Nosam Biyad over here? It's Fakir.
Right.
Zika Sachai, the one that was supposed to be Beryl, who was Mechuyiv.
Shev Al Tasa type
of exactly. Right. So you don't have a Notum Nasim Yad. He's not taking any money away. He's saying, hold on to it. Every more the Omalei Potter Ato. He told them, your Potter, you don't have to go and pay. How have you answered my kasha? Voloi Notum the Nasim Biyad. He didn't touch the funds. He didn't pick it up. He didn't do anything. What's Notum Nasim Biyad? The more Kim and the Omalei Potter Ato. As soon as he issued those words, Potter Ata, Kimoi Shinotl Nosan Biyadami. How is that Kimoi Shinotl Nosan Biyadami? Says Rashi, because this fellow Beryl is muhsik in the money. And what he should have done is, he should have paskin Lechiyuv, take the money out from him and give it to the other party, give it to Yaakov. But he didn't do that. He said, you can go and keep it. So it's as if he went and took the funds that would have, should have, could have gone to Yankel, and instead he took it from Yankel and said, Beryl, keep on holding on to it. It's deemed to be Kemoisha, not to us and Biyad.
So he took it out of Beryl's pocket and, as it were, returned it to his pocket.
In a sense, correct. Now, literally,
legally.
Legally, right. Mm-hmm. Says Yomar, okay, between us it's a little bit of a stretch, I guess, but I don't have to go and say that we think it's a Doichik Pshat. Let's go back to our Mishnah, because remember, we use this teretz of Notav Nosam Biyad to distinguish between the Mishnah B'chayris and our Mishnah over here. El Masis and our Mishnah, Diktani, Dinim Mamedes Machzirin, Bein Lischus, Bein Lechoiva, that if he made a mistake, we reverse the verdict. Mishleim Lischus Mishkaches Lo, the Omolei Me'ikor HaChayivata. Initially he said to Beryl, you're Mechuyiv to go and pay. V'lein Notav Nosam Biyad, he didn't touch the funds, he just told them you have to go and pay. And then subsequently he realized he made a mistake and he said, you shouldn't have paid. I'm Mezaki, you take the money back. So since he wasn't Notul Gnosim Biyad, very simply, that's why Mishnah says, Machzirin. El Lechoyveich Mishkaches Lo. How do you find the case of Lechoyva? So Lechoyra, the case is, the Omalei Paterata. That initially he said that you're Pater, and now he realizes, I made a boo boo, and I have to go Mimachayevit. Says our Mishnah, okay, he made a mistake, machzirin, reverse it. Instead of saying paterata, now tell him you're chayiv. 1 second, Vo'amris, didn't you just say a second ago that the Mishnah B'chayris is talking about that type of case? Kim di omalei paterata, kim oishanatum nasam yadami, like the Mishnah B'chayris. And what did we say, according to Rav Chisda, what's the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah B'chayris? Our Mishnah is talking about shaloi natum nasam yad. And that's why it's easy to just go and reverse the verdict. Over there it's talking about him b'chayrish and not v'nasim b'yad. He can't reverse the verdict, and therefore he has to go and pay out from his own pocket. Yishal mi beisai. But now you're telling me this particular case is the chayr, the identical case.
So there's no difference.
No difference between the two.
So how do you answer the difference?
How are you going to go and answer the chilek between our mishnah, differentiate and answer the chilek between our mishnah, mishnah masechtes b'chayrois? Everything, Gemara, you have a very good point, and therefore we're going to have to make a small little emendation. Or at least we're going to have to touch it a little bit differently. Chodik Tani. In our Mishnah, when it says, Dine Mamnes Machzirin L'Schus, or Machzirin L'Choiva, it doesn't say Machzirin L'Schus, it says, Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Choiva, right, back on the Yom Aleph, Dine Mamnes Machzirin, Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Choiva, sounds like both in a case where Zika Esachayit, or Chiyav Esazakai, that's Machzir and Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Choiva. No. We're going to merge these two. You can only be Machzir in the case where you Mezaka, which caused a Choiv for someone else. Because every time you have Yankel and Beryl, every time you Mezaka one, you Mechayiv the other. That's why you're allowed to go and make a switch. Chodik Tani. Dinamam is Machzirin. L'Schus Shehi Choiva. You're going to be Mezaka. The person previously, you were Mechayiv. You were not Notal Nasim Biyad. You were Mechayiv. But you told him you are chayv to go and pay, and then the person did pay or didn't pay. And then afterwards I realize, I made a boo-boo. I come back and I say, No, you're potter. You don't have to go and pay. Yeah, but the other guy now, the Yankel, is saying, what do you mean? Before you said he's chayiv, I was delighted. I was so happy.
Right.
Maybe he even paid him. Now you're going and saying, no, you don't have to go and pay. So it's a chus for Pharaoh, but it's a chayiv for Yankel. Says in our Mishnah, as long as he's not with an osim biyad, what's the din? You can go and reverse the verdict and say, I'm reopening the case, change it around, no problem. Aha, okay, so therefore, the schus al choyve now is one case, truncated, and that's why he says, chodik, but not two separate cases, but one case. Okay, so far, so good. But then remember, the mission continues on. There's a difference between din imamines and din nefashis. What does it say by din nefashis? Din imamines, we said, machzir nuchschus, bein leschus, bein lechoyve. Din nefashis, machzir leschus, the ein machzir lechoyve. The way we learned din imamines until now, till we learn this new chat, these are two separate cases. Schus is one case, choyv is another case. But din imamines were machzir from both. Din imamines, din nefashis were only machzir leschus. We're not machzir lechoyve. But now that we've reinterpreted that din imamines machzir bein leschus bein lechoyve means one case, where it's schus for Pharaoh, but it's a choyv for Yankel. So how are we going to explain that by din nefashis machzir leschus for one and not for the other? How is that going to work? So that Gemara now tries to work that out, so to speak. Zokti Gemara, Tikavos, Gabi Nefoshes, Mas Machzirin, Lischus, onto the Yamed Beis. They Machzirin Lechoiva, we're going to allow him to be Machzir only for Schus, and not Choiva. Now, what means not Choiva? The way, in the context that we're learning now, it's a Schus which does not cause a Choiva for someone else, right? By Mominus, we do allow for Machzirin. Even though it's a schus for one, it's a chayva for the other. That's the way it is, machzir. But not by nefashis. By nefashis, if it's a schus for one and not a chayva for the other, then a machzir. So what does that mean? That it's not a chayva for the other? So Gemara, that's talking about a case. Oh, so Gemara is going to repeat it. Gabi nefashis, machzir l'schus, ve'im machzir l'chayva. Machzir l'schus is talking about schus gredisa. What means schus gredisa? Says the top Rashi. She's chus loy ve'ein a choyva lebal dinai. Kigoin chil shabbos oy eishes ish. There's really only one baldin, if you will. It's not a litigation between Yankel and Beryl, Beryl and Yankel. It's a litigation only affecting Yankel, where two Edom have come to Bezin and said, unfortunately, you won't believe what we saw yesterday. What did you see yesterday? We saw Yankel working in the field on Shabbos Kodesh. Really? I can't believe it. Did you go give Masra? Boy, did we give Masra, and it was very explicit. We told him exactly what's going to happen. Tim Chas Hashem is going to get Misa, Satana Misa Masa. We told him, Kirochel Bitchatana, all the details. So afterwards, we find out that these two Edom, for instance, were Edom Zammim. So Machzir L'Schus, we bring them back. That's a Schus greater than Machzir L'Choyva. It doesn't cause a Choyva to anybody else, because nobody else would have been affected by the fact that he was Mechal the Shabbos and he's killed. Now, his wife and his children would be very upset. But there's no second party, no second litigant, you know, with a plaintiff and a defendant. It's just a criminal case, one defendant. So that's what the Mishnah means. Machzir l'schus v'loy l'choyva, where it's schus greater, where it doesn't affect anybody else directly.
Right, it does affect the ish.
That
doesn't affect people.
Right. Okay, so we focus on the Chil Shabbos. Now you're talking about Eishes Ish. So we accuse Yankel of being Chas V'Sholem a Mezana with an Eishes Ish. Doesn't even say that we necessarily identify the Eishes Ish. But even if we did, so what did we do initially? Initially, the Bezin said we have two Edom that he lived Chas V'Sholem with, Mrs. Smith, and unfortunately she was an Eishes Ish. So both of them go and get Skila. Depending if it was a Nair Marasa, was a Marasa, or it was a Nesua, Get Chenek, Kvas Koyin, Sreifa, the whole 9 yards. But therefore, both of them are now being Chas V'Sholem Dan Lamisa. Before either one is executed, quickly come in two other Edom, and they say the first two Edom, Imano Yisan, they were together with us in Chicago, and not Chicago, Chicago, and therefore they could not possibly have witnessed what was going on, and therefore we're going to free both of them. So that's the Schus greatest of, which doesn't affect anybody negatively. Baruch Hashem, he's going to be saved, and the Eishes Ish will be saved. Neither of them are going to get skila. So that's what Machzir L'Schus, Machzir L'Choyva, his chus greatest.
We're talking about being zomim, and the zomim are going to get the misa that they were
zomim. We're going to get to that shortly as well. Zokti yimar is chus greatest. Okay, so that's what it means in the Mishnah machzir chus. But now when it says in the Mishnah ein machzir mechayv, what means the chus shei chayva? We're talking about it. It's chus for one, which is a chayva for the other, because we're trying to mimic the case of the dinai mamonis. By dinai mamonis, we said machzir both the toy, both the chus and the chayva. So the chus we already took care of. It's chus greatest. Now remember, we said in our Mishnah we're not two separate cases. It's a chus which is a chayva for someone else. So now, what do we mean by uns in the case of nefashes? Bein machzir lechayva. We're not machzir lechayva. The schus shehi chayva. If it's a schus for one and it's a chayva for the other, then we're not going to go and reverse the psak din. So for eitimor chayva sedeman, what type of chayva are you referring to? Zok timora kas lechayra. What do you mean that you're going to kill someone? It's going to be a chayva for someone else. Halakasha chayva sedegoyel hadam. What means chayva sedegoyel hadam? That this person unfortunately was a reitzeach, and now the goyel hadam wants him to be killed. So you're telling me that originally we were mechayivim, now we want to be mezakim. So that's chus shehi choiva. We're not going to go and reverse it, because although it's chus to go and save this guy's life, if you find Adam zamim, but it's going to be a choiva for the goyel hadam. The goyel hadam is going to be very upset by the fact that we're not going and killing this reitzeach. Right tomorrow, mishum the chayvus of the goyel hadam kalin lele hai, because of the fact that he is a goyel hadam and he's going to be upset about the fact that we're going to free this reitzeach based on that they were edim zamul l'moshel. Because of that, since we're saying this din of din nefashis, that we're not going to be machzir if it causes a chayvus of the goyel hadam, that is a svara. With saving this person's life, there are Edom Zomim saying this person was not a Reitzeach. So we're being Mezakim. We're adversely, negatively affecting the Goyel Adam, who's upset. He thought, oh, we have the Reitzeach. We're going to go and kill him. That's wonderful. At least a degree of revenge. And we're saying, justice. And now we're saying, well, we can't go and reverse it now. Why can't reverse it? Because the Goyel Adam is going to be upset. Because he's going to be upset. Rashi says, fourth line, Shekoshim be'enav shezenitzel. He's terribly upset. Oy, 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 we thought we had the murderer. We thought we had the just. Because of that, we're going to go and free the Reitzeach. Does that mean, oh, I'm sorry, that we're going to go and kill the Reitzeach and we're not going to go and do justice? Does that make sense? The oid, besides that, the whole territory you're giving that it's l'schus shehi choyva, that defies the actual literary lotion of the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that when it comes to mamonis, machzirin bein l'schus bein l'choiva. So you're saying it doesn't mean bein. It means a schus shi choiva. My bein. Gemara kasha, you have a good point. Staka bissel l'shve. Says Ravina, I have a teretz to fa'em for alakashas. Remember, Ravina is going with Rav Chisda. What's the difference between Yena Mishnah and our Mishnah? The Mishnah in Masechtas Bechoris is talking about Natal Nasa Miyad. Our Mishnah is talking about Shaloi Natal Nasa Miyad. But we said Natal Nasa Miyad makes sense when you had originally that he was Mechayev the Zakai. In other words, he's saying, Beryl, you owe money to Yaakov. Beryl didn't want to take the money. He grabs his credit card, he grabs his wallet, takes it, and he hands it over. So that Natal Nasa Miyad. So now, since he did Nasa Miyad, and now it turns out that he made a big boo-boo, Yishalami Beisa, he has to go and pay out from his own pocket. So he stayed Mechayiv. But we said that makes sense if you were Mechayiv the Zakai. But if you Mezakai the Chayiv, then what Natal Nasa Miyad was there? Because after all, you told Beryl, you don't have to pay. Hold on to your money. Keep it. Don't give the money. So that's not Natal Nasa Miyad. See, one wanted to say the Potter At is deemed to be like Natal Nasa Miyad. Then we said it doesn't work because our Mishnah has the very same case. So Vaitim Yastir Mishnah. Then it says, I have a much better terrace. Not only did he go and say to Beryl that you don't have to go and pay, Beryl then said, you know what, but Yankel's holding on to my mashkin. He never gave it back. I paid back the choiv a month ago. He never gave me back my mashkin, the collateral that I left with him. You're right. Schnell, Yankel, hand over the mashkin. You don't want to hand over the mashkin? He grabbed it and he handed it over. Ah, so you have now a case where he was mezaka, but it was notl v'nosen biyad. How was notl v'nosen biyad? Not that he took money away from Beryl That was the original loive. The loive was the one that said, I paid all along. I, the dying, initially agreed with Beryl, he paid, and therefore, Yankel, hand over the mashkin, otherwise I'm taking it away from you. Then after that, he realized he made a big boo-boo. So it says, the Mishnah, Pesachim B'choynis, Masha Asa, Asui, V'yishalim Mi'beisai, V'yihayulay Mashkin. Now what about the other cases in Pesachim B'choynis? We don't only talk about the case of a litigation of Reuven and Shimon or Yankel and Beryl, but we also spoke about Timias HaTohar and Tiras HaTomeh. What's the not Miyad over there? Zokti Yomara, Timias HaTohar, the Agibei Shered. We have a situation where a person comes to the roof and he wants to know, is this food item, is it considered to be Tomei or Tar? And of course the roof listened to all the details and he said at the end, it's Tomei. And the person said, Rebbe, I think it's really tar. It would be a terrible loss to me if you were metame this. I wouldn't be able to go and sell it to the broad audience of the Kahanim and those people that are makbet to eat the kochim or even their chulim betahara. By being metame, please do what you can. So the dayan says, you don't trust me, don't believe me. He takes a dead sheretz and he touches or he throws it onto the taharas, the agib sheretz.
Be a dime.
So be a dime, be a dime. Or maybe he kicked it, it was better, a glide. But the point is that he was metamit, and therefore not to manasa biyad, and what's happened, what's the halacha now, that's what that Mishnah is talking about. Okay, that I can understand. Tir is a tameh, what could be not to manasa biyad over there? There was something that was tameh, and erroneously he said it was tar. How you metar something be a dime? The other person said, Dain, I think you're being a little bit too makel. I think it really is tamei. Why are you being so makel today? It's really tamei, you know. What can I do? I'm going to sustain a big loss, but I think it's tamei. So Dayan says, you don't know what you're talking about. He takes the tamei dika tvua, or the tamei apple, and he throws it in among 50 other apples.
No, it's 200.
200. 100, 200, what depends if it's Trumet, Son, Kutcher, whatever. But the point is, since he was Ma'arevin, especially if you're talking about that it was one of those things that
Roy Limnoy Shanino.
Anyway, the point is that he was Ma'arevin Ben Peroisev, and now he caused, initially he thought he was doing a tremendous toiva by showing you, see how tall it is? I'm so convinced I'm throwing it among all of your other payers. And then afterwards, when he went through the Shulchan Aruch again, he comes back a day later.
Uh-oh,
I made a big boo-boo. This was really Tomei. And now he was Matama all the others. Oh, talking in a situation where you didn't have a Roy, but you didn't have the, it was Truma 100 or 200, whatever it's to be. And therefore, all of it became Tomei. Oh, since we're not for nothing, Yad, Russia also, we shall be basic.
Is it that proves that his Tomei is worth more than his Tahor because there is more demand?
For the Tomei? Everybody can go and eat tar, but only a small audience can eat tameh. Who's that? That small audience might be a large audience, but right, it's still smaller than the audience that only eats tar. So who the people all eat tar? All the kahanim and all of those people that are makbet to eat their chul b'tahar. As far as the person who is not makbet, he's happy to go and eat. Yes, it doesn't have to be truma. It could be a regular Yisrael. Like me, I think you're...
No, I was talking about Truma. If it's Truma, Truma has less value.
If it's Tomei, then if it's Tor. Because Tor, anybody can eat it. Any Koyin can go and eat it. Koyin Tamar Chochem or Koyin Amar Arts. Koyin Chover. Any Koyin.
But not ahead of you.
But if it's a Tomei. Any Koyin, if it's Tor, can eat it.
Not Israel.
But not Israel, it's Truma. However, if it happens to be Tomei, the only ones that can eat from are the Kahanim Maratzim. So that's already a smaller group than the Kahanim Tor. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, therefore all of those cases, not to Nasa Miyad, even in the case of Torah, Metime, Metalis, Shoy, Baruch Hashem, Fe'enfet, anybody that stops you in the street and says, I can't understand today's Gemara, I have a stira. Our Mishnah says, Machzirin, let's do Chazorah now, Machzirin. And the other Mishnah, Mishnah B'choyri, says, no, Masha Asui, you have to go and tell him there's three Terutzim. Teretz number one, the Teretz of Yosef, Kamba Mumcha, Kamba Sheina Mumcha. We have the second Teretz of Sheishas, and also of Brother Shai. Then we have Rav Chizda that said our Mishnah is talking about Shloim Natal Nasan Biyad. Mishnah is talking about Shloim Natal Nasan Biyad. Okay, from here to the end of the Amid, it's relatively simple. And our Mishnah said, "I gabidin the fashis, machzir l'schus, and not machzir l'chayv." What happens? Someone was Yotzim Bezin Chayiv. We're now talking about Chas V'Sholem, a capital criminal case. Chal Shabbos, Mizana, Ritzeach, whatever it was. And the Bezin decided, you're Chayiv. The Yomer Echad, and somebody comes and runs and says, one second! Yesh Lamed Olav Schus. Minayin Shemachzir Noisa, how do you know that you reopen the case to reinvestigate and look over the new evidence? Tamaloymar, it says in the Pasik, V'noki V'tzadik Al Taharoik. Noki v'tzadik. More leaves out the word tzadik because we're going to dash in that on the next line. So what means noki al taharoik? Noki means that if the person is really noki, he's really pure and he's really clean. He didn't do the ma'aser tzicha. He didn't do the chil shabbos. He was not mezana. Then al taharoik. Stop the works. Don't take him to the gallows or skila or whatever. Stop it. And rather, let's listen to the new evidence and al taharoik. What about the other way around? What happens if the Bezdin incorrectly found the person innocent? Somebody comes, I have proof positive that unfortunately this guy is a Reitzeach, or he is a Mezana, or whatever. Okay, whatever. So my Zukti Mara, how do you know in a case where Menai Yeshu Bezin Zakai, the Bezin said that he is Zakai. I have a good reason to go and take him back into Bezin Chas V'Shalom to go and kill him. Menai She Ain Machzi Enoisai. Tam Loim, it says in the Pasuk, the Noki V'Tzadik Al Tarek. Of course, the word Noki and Tzadik is just repetitious. What do you have to have the Tzadik? Tzadik means that the Bezin was Matztikim. He was like not a Noki. But the Bezin was matzik him incorrectly. They said that he's a tzaddik. In other words, that he's not the Russia that deserves, and he was acquitted. Al tarik, you don't bring him back into Bezin. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him on a later date.
But if he accused people, if he was guilty of trying to bring people towards the Avodah Zarah,
so Sachmul will
wipe them out.
How do you know? How do you know?
Sachmul will love.
Because I learned it.
That's the next line.
Really?
Yes, so thank you very much for telling us.
Already.
You did a beautiful job. Amar Abseem Varashi, V'chalufa L'Maisis. Maisis is a person who is an instigator, who incites and provokes people to do
Avodah Zarah.
There, we do bring him back L'Choiva, and we do not bring him back L'Schus. T'chziv Lo Yisachmol B'Lisachasa Olav. No pity, no mercy, no compassion.
Nothing.
Well, if they decided, L'choiva, that's it. Somebody comes in, no, I found the proof. No. You don't listen to him, too late.
Actually, but if it's a... is it going on that, or is it going on in the case of you acquit the nasis?
Both.
Okay.
So it appears from my Gemara. Rav Kahana Masni, I have another raya. What's the raya? Because it says, L'gabi the nasis. What's the double lush? You can't kill a person twice. What it means to say is, no rachmunis from someone who is accused of being a mesis. What's the din over there? We're not talking about a ritzeach, we're talking about someone who killed b'shogeg. He's chayiv golus. Will we bring him back? Won't we bring him back? Says, what's ritzeach? Ritzeach, the two psukim one after the other. Number 4 and number 5. V'ikrisum lechem orim miklati anala. V'nashom reitzeach maki nefesh b'shkoga. Oh, so this reitzeach is talking about b'shoge. And then it said, v'chli barzli ko v'yomis reitzeach u'mois yumas reitzeach. That's what reitzeach v'meizit. Both of them are called reitzeach. Just like by a regular reitzeach we say, then machzin l'schus, v'ein machzin l'choyba. Same thing v'gab v'chay v'igolis, also machzin l'schus and not l'choyba. What about chayyavim malkis? What's the din there? Asya Russia. What's Russia? Russia. Number 6, Lim bin Hakois Russia. The Pila Shoivi Kolofon of Kiddushos, they were talking about giving him Malkis, right? Kiddushos and Mimispar, Arboim Yakenu Le Yosef. That's Malkis. And then it said, Lysikul Koyfel and Evshiro Yitzeachishu Russia Lomas. See, here it says Russia, and here it says Russia. Just like by a regular Russia, by a Reitzeach, Asya Shalom, what's the din? Machzin Leschus, Vulay Lechoyva. Same thing with Gabi Malkis. Machzir l'schus v'leil choyv. Tana mihoch, we talk about price directly on point. Chayov v'golius minayin, how do you know that you're machzir l'schus v'leil choyv asir itzeach? Chayov malkis minayin asir Russia.
That's what Trump said. He was complaining about how they're going after him. He said, Russia.
Okay. Very good. Ain machzir l'choyv. And we're going to continue on. Shkoyev, thank you. That was very, 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 very witty remark.
I thought it would trump anything else.
It would trump any other thought than anybody had. Good. So that's Machzin. Of course, what about Ein Machzin L'Choyva? Omer B'chibar Ab, Omer B'yechanan. V'ushetoa B'dobar She'ein HaTzadoikim Moidim Bay. That the not Machzin L'Choyva is talking about that the Torahs were such that Tzedoikim do not agree. Who are the Tzedoikim? Tzedoikim was, as you know, the Kat in Klal Yisrael that did not believe in Torah Shebal Peh, only believed in Torah Shebachsav, only in the Bible. And we've had a number of those type of Kitois throughout the generations. The Karoyim, the Shomroinim, Tzedoikim. Anyway,
by
Susim, all of these wonderful guys. That the mistake was something that the Tzedoikim are not Moidim, meaning it was Toya in our Gemara, in Halacha, but not in the Befeirusha Pasuk. If it's a Befeirusha Pasuk, then we will be Machzir, even by Din Nefashis, L'Choyva.
Wow.
Ask any Cheder Yingo, what's the dinner person's Machal, Shabbos, Befeirusha, Mit Hasram, Nevada gets Misa, Mois Yumas, what's the Shaila? If it's a difficult shaila, with a tzedekim not moida, then a machzir l'chayim. But if it's a simple thing that every little kid will say,
how can a bezdin nefashas make such a mistake?
Who said they did? At least theoretically, this would be dalacha.
This is a school child test.
Oh, exactly. What's the difference if he made a mistake with Gabi? Chas v'sholom, a mice of someone committing adultery with a bezin freedom, and say, I think that's okay. It's not a problem, especially in today's wars. Be happy it's not two men. So what's the din now? So Amalei, so he told them, come on, Adam Kotach, your kid, Zil Koitz Karach Vitzali. Now this is an interesting literary form. What does it mean? So let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi touches each word, second line of the wide lines. Adam Kotach, your kid. As long as the fire is still burning in the oven, then Schnell, go and cut your diluan like gourds or like cucumbers or whatever. In other words, it's still hot in the oven. Go, bring in whatever you want to cook, whatever you want to roast. Bring in them. Roast them before it'll be too late. So what does this mean in our connection? We're talking about this halacha about dovah shehatzedukim moidim boy or not. So since we're talking about the Shmaita Ten Leiv, use your seichel, lehoven to understand, or lehoisav lekach, and to go and broaden now the horizons of this halacha that you've just learned, to apply it to similar cases. Harshematimen, you heard me say, tov b'dvam shetzedukim moidim boi choizer. V'haydover, if you're talking about a noyef and noyefes, open up parashas achri mois, open up parashas kedoshim, you'll see very clearly, yod tzinisht. Even the tzedoikim who follow just the Bible, just the Torah Shebichsav, they're going to go and tell you, the oven is a double poshet. So if you made such a mistake, it's like the oven is still hot, go and keep on cooking. Here too, the oven is hot, I just told you the formula is, your tzedoikim by the bye, nish tzedoikim by the bye. Exactly, so it's an obvious answer. It manami abramami abibichim tobe noif. Choyzer. If he made a mistake by Noyev and they free the Noyev, Choyzer, bring him back in. El Hechadomi Ein Choyzer. When would you say Ein Choyzer by Noyev in the office? In other words, something with the Tzedoikim and not Maskim. We're talking about a case where someone lived with an Eishes Ish, not the normal Derech of marital relations, but rather Shaloi Kedarka. And here the Dayan said, oh, that's going to that's nothing. So therefore, what he did was wrong. And therefore, he freed the guy. And then someone quickly came back in and said, don't you know it says in the Pasuk, Isha Shiyishkav, Mishkeve Isha. And the Gemara learned from Mishkeve Ifa, both Kedarka and Shaloi Kedarka. Oy, I didn't realize it. Now we go and quickly call up Tzedakim. Tzedakim, what do you think about that? Well, Mishkeve Isha means, you know, a person lives with an Isha. What about Shaloi Kedarka? Don't say a word about Shaloi Kedarka. You're telling me what it says in Mishnah Gemara. Don't confuse me with Mishnah Gemara. I only know what it says in the Bible. It doesn't say Shaloi Kedarka. Ah, so therefore he made a mistake. And something she'ein had tzedoikim moidim boy, ein machzirin. But if it was a clear-cut case of a normal Kedarka, avad machzirin, zilkori beiravu. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Have a wonderful day. Zagi ben Sasha.